These sources, they are not all entirely in agreement, but the sources indicate that this event is the appearance of the Virgin in a particular church. Is anyone aware? Maybe some of you know what did this, know the details of this happen. Does anyone? This is the church of Blacherne. Blacherne is in Constantinople, Istanbul, and it was the church that possessed the tunic and the zonin belt and the veil of the Theotokos. During vigil in that church, October the 1st, probably in the 10th century, so in the 900s, St. Andrew fought for Christ. You see what he did? Semi-naked, to remind us that he was a fool for Christ, and his disciple, Epiphanius, had a vision. Actually, we see Andrew pointing to the Virgin, who is in mid-air, holding her veil, holding her mophoria over the faithful in the church, as a sign of her protection of the people, not only of that community, but a sign of her protection over all the world. In addition to this event, we have something else going on in the lower portion of the island. Today is the feast day of Saint Romanos or Melagos, Saint Romanos the hymnographer. Romanos is from probably Beirut, probably from the 6th century. Some will say even later the 8th century, but it seems most likely that it's the 6th century. He has difficulty speaking, and as a miracle from the Virgin, is given speech and reveals his great talent as a poet and hymnographer. He is responsible for the creation of the cantata. How do we explain cantata? What's the cantata? For many of us, those who read the hours, you may be under the misconception that the cantata is just one little hymn comprising, I don't know, 4 to 5 lines. The cantata is a very long hymn, comprising 10 to 20 pages, depending on the handwriting of the person writing the manuscript, and lasts for a very long time. So what we have today is just a snippet of the Kantakian, comprised of 9 words and accompanying hymns. In the hands, he was a deacon. In the hands of another he's dressed. He's dressed as a choir director, actually. In his hands, does anyone know what this scroll is? This is the scroll containing a portion of the Christmas cantata, which apparently, according to the sources, was a gift to Romanos from the Theotokos. So this is a very complex icon. The upper portion focuses on the Virgin, the lower portion focuses on St. Romanos, the hymnographer. Other sources say that this feast is related to the Slavic invasion, one of the Slavic invasions of Constantinople, and that the Virgin appeared over the walls of Constantinople, revealing her veil being held over the city, protecting it from the Slavic invaders. These sources will also sometimes indicate that Andrew, who for Christ actually a Slav, who made his way to Constantinople. It's also very interesting how it is the Slavs, it's within the Russian tradition that this feast is maintained. So is it a sign of Slavic guilt that they keep this feast? Because in the Byzantine tradition, this is a very kind of a subdued feast. In the Slavic tradition, it is very large festival. So this icon shows us a lot. So hopefully next time we see it, there will be some familiarity, and that this, again, very complex composition will not be completely overwhelming or just unseen because of the number of